Like I said, you'll do fine. Just instead of you make $7 million a year instead of $35 million a year. Is that okay? Then sit your ass down and answer questions like a grown-up and a professional. Are we done here? Thank you very much. Now let's move along. Next question. No, not next question. Next answer. All right.
Coming up next.
Let's lock it up, because at this time on a Monday, we look back at the weekend that was, and Nick and I decides who lit it up.
Again, Butter, Steph Curry, his 11th three of the night.
Kobe on a spin.
Yes!
What a display!
They can't believe it courtside, neither could we.
Airs it out down the field. It is caught by Tyree.
Never gets old.
Mike Tirico's so good.
Oh, been at it a while.
He's also been calling some NHL playoff games. He's been really good at that, too.
Yeah, I had to do a double take because I was like, that sounds familiar, because NBC Sports Network,
right.
He moved to NBC.
There you go.
Good stuff.
Well, this is Light 'Em Up. It's where we celebrate the best and the biggest of the weekend and who lit it up. And Steve, you lead off. Who's going up first?
You know, I'm going to roll the dice and go Tyler Shuck, quarterback, lit.
It's lit! Shout out Javi, Scott, because it's lit!
You know, I get it's an Allen Iverson deal. We're talking about practice, but we are also the flagship station of Oregon sports. Football's the boss. I get the magnificence of Kelly Graves, Sabrina, and the program, unprecedented success for Altman and the basketballers. But football rules, and there's been a huge problem since the hole was exposed in the 2015 Alamo Bowl. Starter goes down, they're dead in the water. Names haven't mattered, that they just were toast. This dude came in with a bunch of hype and potential, but we did not see him throw the ball in a game as a freshman. There is a demeanor you want in a Pac-12 quarterback, and if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But he zipped the ball all over Autzen Saturday. Outside, down the field, touch pass. A perfect throw moving to his left to Micah Pittman, a freshman. I can play skeptic with the best of them, but I'm in on this dude right now. Tyler Shuck is lit.
It's lit!
I'm starting with Joey Gallo of the Texas Rangers. Is lit.
It's lit! Shout out Javi, Scott! Because it's lit!
I love Joey Gallo. I've said this a lot before on the show. He is just fantastic. If you don't know, he's a left-handed power hitter who pulls the crap out of the ball, strikes out a bunch, and just doesn't care. He hit a baseball, allegedly, 443 feet in a 7-2 loss against the Houston Astros on Saturday that didn't actually land. There is no video proof that this ball came down within the confines of the ballpark in Arlington. Statcast said that the apex of this home run was 120 feet high, but I think that is at least 300 feet too low. The cameras think that it landed somewhere deep in the left field corner, almost in the upper deck, but I never saw it come down. The cameraman never saw it land. No fan at the game tweeted about how happy they were that he or she caught that home run missile, because it actually landed miles and miles away. Gallo had also gone over 5 seasons and 1,300 at-bats without hitting a sacrifice fly, and he did that too on Sunday. With runners on second and third, he hit a high pop fly to center, and he brought home Danny Santana. The Rangers fans loved it. They all knew that they saw history and truly appreciated the first ever productive out in Joey Gallo's career. I love him, and he is lit.
It's lit!
And in the most painful revelation for me, the Boston Celtics are lit.
It's lit! Shout out Javi, Scott, because it's lit!
After making the East Finals in 2017, but coming up against Cleveland and losing, they made a huge move during that offseason, got Utah's Gordon Hayward. He lasted a half game and snapped his ankle. And while he was walking on it by season's end, word was, still not close to 100%, have to learn how to trust the limb again before he regained his explosiveness. And late in the year, he said, for the first time, it's good. He's been spectacular. Kyrie Irving had some issues, be it the earth is flat or a tendency to be a little self-absorbed, but he's a terrific player and he can close the deal. Jason Tatum used last year's playoff performance as a springboard for a terrific sophomore year. Al Horford is legit! Marcus Morris gives them an ace off the pine, and I think Brad Stevens is the top five coach. It crushes me to say this. I think Boston's going to win the East, and they are lit.
It's lit!
Next up for me is Christian Yelich of the Milwaukee Brewers. He is just lit.
It's lit! Shout out Chavy! Scott! Because it's lit!
There's literally no stopping him. He's just a monster. He's been on a tear since the second half of last season when he won the MVP, and he hasn't even thought about slowing down. This past week, Yelly once again took down the St. Louis Cardinals to the woodshed. Four homers, 10 RBI in three games. Then, with the Dodgers in town, hit four more home runs in that four-game series, bringing his series total to his season total to 13 homers after only 23 games. During the seven-game homestand, Yelich had 10 hits, 8 of them homers, 16 RBIs, hit .417. His OPS was 1.95.
Wow.
He only took 6 walks, and he's finally getting the Barry Bonds intentional walk treatment. He had 2 of them. The only thing that's slowing him down so far is when he doesn't play at home. He's hit all 13 of his home runs at home this season. I'm sure that's going to change with the Brewers going on a road trip to St. Louis and then the Mets this week. So if he's at home or taking on the Cardinals, Yelich has been and will be continue to be a monster who is lit.
It's lit!
I'm going to go local again and put those Portland Trailblazers in the spotlight.
Homer.
They're lit.
It's lit! Shout out Chavy! Scott! Because it's lit!
Look, it's the first round. One of the major issues with this franchise is, to quote Harriet Wheeler and the Sundays, usually here's where the story ends. You hear the Mike Tirico highlight to open this segment. You know, that was 2014. Prior to that, they'd missed the playoffs 7 times and got run in the first round 6 times since they'd advanced to the West Conference Finals against the eventual champion Lakers back in 2000. But be it injuries, Oden, Roy, or just coming unglued in the postseason like last year, some kind of monkey wrench always finds its way into the Portland machine. And this year it appeared the injury to Nurkic filled the bill. But be it the way Cantor has evolved, the ongoing story of Lillard and McCollum rising among the top backcourts, or the pressure they put on the Thunder, something's a little different. What can they accomplish? Who knows? But for now, Portland Trailblazers, lit.
It's lit!
Last one for me, Martin Jones and my San Jose Sharks were lit in Vegas.
It's lit! Shout out Chavy! Scott! Because it's lit!
Martin Jones didn't even finish Game 2 or 4 against the Vegas Golden Knights. He was pulled after 6 minutes and 40 seconds in Game 2, and then just after the first period in Game 4, giving up 5 goals on 14 shots in those 2 games. He had a horrendous .642 save percentage. He bounced back, setting a franchise record 58 saves in a 91-minute-long double overtime marathon that was Game 6. That's not only a Sharks franchise record, it is the most saves in a playoff game ever since 1988, or going back to 1988. Everything that went wrong in games 2, 3, and 4 went right for the Sharks in games 5 and 6, and thankfully the Sharks won that double overtime game, meaning that the 5 years I lopped off my lice because of the stress was all worth it for about 48 hours until game 7 starts tomorrow night. Oh yeah, the winning goal, the only shorthanded goal that came after multiple overtimes from Tomáš Hertl, one of only 8 shorthanded goals as well going back to 1988. Thank you, Tomáš Hertl. Thank you, Martin Jones. You two were lit.
It's lit!
Game 7 tomorrow night. All right.
Playoffs?